I'm David Brancaccio. It is not a done deal yet, but the Biden administration is pushing to make many more people eligible for special overtime pay if they work long days or long weeks. The idea is to require companies to pay overtime for most people who earn less than $55,000 a year. The threshold's been $35,600 a year. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The types of workers who'd become eligible for overtime are mostly low to middle income workers, often in supervisory roles, says Peter Orazum, an economics professor at Iowa State University.
That usually ends up being, say, lower level supervisors in manufacturing, but also fast food or hospitality industries writ broad.
Orazum says those are exactly the same people who've been working long hours during the pandemic. One, because they've had to cover for the open positions employers haven't filled. And two, because many of those salaried workers currently aren't eligible for overtime.
And so there's an incentive for firms to perhaps overuse their salaried employees because it's less expensive.
If more workers qualified for overtime, some employers might reduce worker hours.
That also could mean that new additional workers are hired to make up those hours, so we might see an increase in employment.
That's Alex Colvin, dean of Cornell's School of Industrial and Labor Relations. He says businesses might also raise base salaries above the proposed threshold of $55,000 a year.
Then I keep paying them a salary. I don't have to worry about overtime. I'll just pay them the flat salary.
Either way, Colvin says businesses would have to pay more for labor. Several business groups say the proposed rule would increase costs for businesses at a time when they're still grappling with inflation and workers are hard to find. But Kate Bond, research director with the Urban Institute, says the rule could help smaller companies compete for workers.
If they are able to offer similar job quality because public policy mandates that, they may find they have an easier time recruiting workers.
Bond says smaller employers tend to have a harder time raising wages to attract good candidates. But if everyone has to pay people more, that can level the playing field.
And so it makes it easier for them potentially to hire if they know that all their competitors have to follow the same rules that they do.
In other words, having to pay out more overtime can help an employer fill positions they needed to fill anyway. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.